Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey gang, it's Eli with a live episode from the Hamilton Fringe Festival with our very special guest, Jonathan Sconza.
Stop confused.
So, Jonathan is an incredible improviser and sketch comedy performer and voice actor from Toronto. Jonathan, we are going to build your character tonight with the lovely suggestions from our audience.
Okay.
So, first of all, how long has Jonathan's creature been on the planet?
3 months.
3 months. I love it. 3 months. Okay, so you're kind of new. You're getting, you know your way around a little bit. Okay, and what is Jonathan's physicality? Is he like a squid monster? Is he made up of smoke? Does he have spider eyes?
Oh, he's liquid.
He's liquid. Ooh, I like it. I like it. Can we get one more physicality?
He's premature.
What does that mean?
I'm in too early all the time, over and over again.
Okay.
Okay. That'll make for great comedy.
Yeah, for sure. Timing is everything.
Okay, and then what's a quirk that he has? Much like premature. Or like he has a, you know, does he have a twitch every time that he lies? Does he sing the Macarena anytime
he's allergic in the dark? To beaks.
What was that?
Scared of the dark.
Scared of the dark, I love it. And what was that?
Allergic to beaks.
Allergic to beaks?
Yeah.
Beets?
Beets.
Yeah, beets.
The root vegetable.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking like...
Oh, beets.
No.
Beets, my drink?
No, I didn't mean...
Take either one.
I'll do it all.
Beets.
All right.
Yeah. All right. And the last thing you're going to ask for Jonathan before I send him backstage is... what are your pronouns, actually?
He, him.
He, him? Right. And what is his name?
Alicious.
Alicious.
Of course it is. Okay.
Okay. We'll get backstage. I'll bring it up in just a second. Okay. All right, give us a round of applause for Jonathan Sconza. All right. So the last thing that we do before we start recording in our sessions, when we're up in the studio by ourselves, just the five of us being, you know, goofy, it starts off with one of the episode titles being the one where they blank. So what that can sound like is the one where Beatrix dies in a puddle. The one where Bob poisons them all with souffle.
Sorry.
Yeah, and so that's kind of where we're going. But it can also be something very generic, like the one where they all fall in love. So can I please get a one where they blank from the audience?
The one where they ran out of eggs.
Oh no. The one where they ran out of eggs.
Looking through the fridge.
So bright in this room.
Pulling out stuff that I don't know is expired.
Hey, what are you doing in the kitchen in my refrigerator?
Oh, nothing.
Why is everything on the floor? You can't just leave this stuff out. What are you doing?
I was cleaning out the fridge.
Okay, Beatrix, I have all of the things you told me to trash in the trash. Another round, and I got a bucket for you.
You can't throw all this stuff away. This is our food. Why are you doing this? What time is it?
It is 4 a.m.
Well, it just seemed like the most appropriate time to do it when you weren't awake.
Bob, since you're here, I'm not going to try and hide it from you. About once a week, we go in and we throw out all of the terrible food you make.
Yeah, you have some very unclear rules about expiry dates and refrigeration and what should be in the fridge versus what shouldn't.
Okay, well, you didn't open the freezer, did you?
Well, not yet. That's
no,
usually...
Don't open the freezer.
Why? Well, now I want to open the freezer.
No, don't open the freezer. There's no one,
wait.
I mean, nothing in there.
Is there a surprise? Beatrix, he's a surprise in the freezer for us. Oh, Bob, what are you cooking
no,
up?
Come
oh,
on.
Wow. Okay, let's get in there.
No, don't.
Open
don't,
it.
Don't.
Beatrix, open it. Beatrix.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, Bob. What have you done?
Hello.
I knew this was bound to happen. One time one of these things would gain sentience and take us all down.
No, I don't want to take anyone down. No. I was birthed right here.
Wait,
what? In this freezer.
You know how I said I defrost the freezer every month?
Yeah.
Papa?
I've never done that.
Papa, is that you?
Oh, my...
Bob. Hi, Aloysius. It's me.
Bob!
Papa, it's been 3 long months, Papa. Where have you been?
Sorry, we've been busy.
Bob, has this creeping sludge that's gained sentience imprinted on you?
No, this is my papa.
Oh,
papa cares for me so much that he keeps me in the freezer so that I can live forever.
Yeah, see? Keeping him fresh.
I'm sorry, he does not look fresh.
He does not smell fresh.
No.
Papa, is it my birthiversary? You promised when you put me in here that you would let me out so that I could explore.
Surprise! Happy birthversary.
Papa, I'm so happy.
Bob, we can't just let a sludge...
What did you bring him for a gift?
What are you talking about? You're going to put me on the spot? I don't have a gift ready. Now I'm going to look like a jerk.
I got you this pile of dirt.
I absolutely love it.
Thank you. I actually picked it up. It's really nice. Really thinking.
Please, generously sprinkle it on me. I will absorb it into my being.
That sounds harmless, I guess. Okay. Oh, he's growing bigger.
Oh no, he's expanding.
He's put on quite
out of the freezer
now.
This containment unit no longer holds me, Papa.
Yes, we'll get you a new bedroom. You're growing up.
Bob,
Okay. Sorry, we'll be right back.
Anything you say, Papa. I love you.
What have you done?
It's more what I haven't done. I didn't defrost the freezer.
But you didn't tell us that you also had somehow birthed a child that you left in a dark freezer that expands when you give it food.
Well, first of all, I didn't know that it expands when you sprinkle dirt on it because I never sprinkled... No, it's something that was in the freezer that I didn't know what to do with, and then it started... Say Bob, nice things about me.
Bob, if something calls you Papa, that makes you its dad, so you have to take responsibility for this thing now.
Them's the rules of parenting.
That's how it goes, Bob.
Well, that's what I've been doing.
Well, what have you taught him? Have you taught him how to swim?
Have you taught him how to play catch?
Have you taught him how to ride a bike?
No.
You're a terrible father.
Just awful.
You remind me a lot of my father.
I told him that the light goes out when the door closes and he shouldn't be scared.
You're a terrible father.
I've never done this before.
Small, well, I guess medium-sized sentient sludge. I'm so sorry about the way that you've been neglected over the months.
The name's Aloysius.
Beautiful. Oh.
Papa gave it to me special.
Would you like some more dirt?
Yes.
No more.
Well, he clearly is. He's been neglected. He's lacking care, affection, and food. The three things that make children grow.
We need to find a new room.
Albedo, we don't know anything about this
Aloysius.
So we shouldn't be giving it anything before we have some time to study it.
Well, I've had a lot of time, actually, and,
But you literally just said you know nothing!
Well, I know that, they can hum a nice tune, they like Cartoon Fridays.
Papa, may I have whatever this is on the top shelf, marked jet fuel?
No, I don't
know. Sure, why don't you?
Why not? Oh, no!
Well, it's like we're gonna use it. We can't use jet fuel.
I'm getting a bit of a bad feeling. He is growing at a rapid rate in the base. I don't know how long it's gonna be able to contain something like this.
I'll just point out that when he was small, he had like these cute little googly eyes, and now that he is larger, his eyes are menacing and looming.
Well, I don't think you should jump to like conclusions about that. Aloysius is okay. His eyes are a little squinty right now, but it's probably because of the jet fuel fumes.
Papa, I feel strange. My eyes feel very small. Is that normal, Papa?
Well, I'm not sure I know what normal is. I've never drank jet fuel.
Papa?
Yes, Aloysius?
How many things are there still for me to do? My world has been confined to the freezer for so long.
I wish everyone would stop bringing that up. Yeah, you know what? Maybe we should go outside and, oh, right, play catch. I can teach you how to play catch. How do you play catch?
With a ball.
Right, with a ball. We'll find a ball, and we'll go outside, and you guys can study whatever you want to do, okay?
Okay.
I can't wait, Papa, for our new adventure outside with a ball.
Okay, cool. So I just need you to, like, maybe ooze your way through that hallway there, and we'll follow.
Anything for you, Papa.
Wow, look at how clean the hallway is after he moves through. He's sucking up all the dirt. He's getting a little bit bigger, but it's sparkling. I love this. It's like a super vac.
Do you have a ball?
I don't know, you guys. I don't know. This is, I don't know how I feel about this guy.
Al, do you have a ball?
Yeah, oh my god, of course. Let me go grab it. And Beatrix, I think we have to give him a chance. This is Bob's son, and even though he hasn't really been putting in the work, I think he's trying really hard
really
to make up for
it. I haven't gotten to sun part yet. He's more like my sludge still in my brain. But
he calls you Papa with a lot of affection. There is love there.
Well, I'm sorry. It's just taking me a little while to get there. You know, it's a little sudden.
If you find a baby bird that has lost its mother from flying from the nest and it looks at you with its large eyes, you become its parent and must then teach it to fly.
Don't open the closet.
Why?
Nothing. No reason. Okay, I'm coming with a ball. How you wishes?
Teach him to fly, Bob.
Cut to outside.
Okay, you've eaten all the balls.
Yes, they were scrumptious, Papa.
A shoe. All right, anybody got a shoe? Beatrix?
Papa?
Yes.
Why was I born, Papa?
I think there's a story about bees and bonnets or something.
Bees? Did you say bees?
Yeah.
I don't like bees, Papa.
Oh. Whoa, okay. Whoa, okay. I know there's no bees here. I've never seen a bee on this planet. I think you're okay. Okay, I'm just going to tell you the truth. You were born because I don't like cleaning the freezer.
I don't understand, Papa.
I'm not sure how if I'm really going to be able to explain this. I think you're on the directions on the freezer, you're supposed to defrost it or something but nobody does that, am I right? Nobody defrosts their freezer. But then you happened.
Papa.
Yeah.
Aloysius was accident?
Sound of a door opening?
I brought some snacks. Holy crap, he's huge!
Well, we ran out of balls when we tried to throw a tree.
Oh my gosh. Dude, Bob, he's like the size of a football field. What is happening?
Well, he's coming into his own. He's got a lot of questions, too, about life and purpose. And I need someone to answer them that isn't me.
Oh, God. Okay. Aloysius, what are you looking to learn?
This is your, Aunt Beatrix.
Aunt Beatrix? Aloysius doesn't like bees.
Well, no, it's just my, I don't even go by
bees.
No,
I'm melting.
Oh, look. You can see her skeleton floating around inside of him like a jello mold.
Papa.
Yes, Aloysius?
Aunt Beatrice's memories. I have them now.
Okay, this is really important. Where does she hide the chocolate?
Cut to the pod room.
Oh, no. Oh, no, this is bad. All right, Beatrix, you're in your pod. Means you're dead. Means your body's somewhere, and you're probably gonna see it. Okay. Here we go. What happened? Remember what happened? Sludge. Okay, sludge. Got freezer burnt. Bob. Bob had a baby. Baby got big. Baby must be big and outside. Baby killed me. Baby did dead. Okay, all right. Got it. Okay. Oh, God. I gotta go to the library and check this out. There must be something about a creature that's mold. Is it mold? I don't know. Okay, the library it is.
Beatrix?
Oh.
Come, can you hear me on the walkie thing?
Yes. Hello. Hi. Oh. I'm going to the library.
Oh, good. Aloysius said you might be panicking right now because they said if they were you and they have your memories, they would be panicking right now, so they wanted me to call you and reassure you.
What?
Oh, and they're refusing to tell me where you hide the chocolate.
It is our secret, right, Auntie?
Oh no.
And if you could maybe come back outside, because I don't know how to explain, you know, birds, bees, and babies.
Okay, I guess I don't have much of a choice. Okay.
Thanks.
All right, but first, the library. Okay. Albeda?
Come in.
Can you meet me at the library in 30 seconds?
I'm already there. I've been hiding. Things are getting rapidly out of hand, and the situation is moving from dire to worse.
Right.
I've made myself a fort of books. I'm hiding inside of here. He does not seem to be interested in the library.
Okay, what have you found?
Oh, I have found that if you stack books up all around yourself, you make a fort that you can hide inside.
No, about a slug, the slime monster. Have you done any research?
Absolutely not. I've been very scared. I can't read a book.
Okay, this thing eats everything, and then somehow, apparently, Bob says it absorbs your memories.
Yeah, that's not great. I think maybe we could get it wet. I don't know. I'm spitballing. If it eats stuff, it gets bigger. If it drinks stuff, maybe it gets smaller. That's logic, right? In one way, out the other? I'm spitballing here.
Cut back to outside.
And so the birds and the bees and the bonnets all...
Well, remember, we're replacing bees with feathers.
Don't say bees.
The birds and the feathers. The birds and the feathers, yeah.
Papa, hug me. I'm scared.
Okay. I'm melting.
Papa.
I feel like we're bonding.
Papa.
For the first time. Son.
I love you.
I can see through my skin.
Yes, Papa. As you will learn, skin is not necessary.
Come back to the library.
All right. Goo.
I just think the water plan's our best bet right now, okay? Just we get real wet, we push him in the lake or something.
Okay, but I don't know how to push it because anytime I touch it, there was a lot of death. There was a lot of goo, and a lot of it was me, and I can remember horrible, horrible things. So
we get a fireman's hose, we hook it up to the fire hydrant, and then, okay, that's two things we don't have.
Shh. Did you hear that?
Yeah, it sounds like a big bag of spaghetti if it were mad at you and coming closer.
Wet spaghetti?
Yeah, like sopping wet spaghetti.
Wait, wait, shh. Get in your fort. Get in your fort.
Oh, thank God. Woo!
Sound of a door opening.
Hello?
Hi, Beatrix. It's water me.
Oh my God, Bob, where's your skin?
You don't need skin.
Oh! What is happening? What's on your feet? Whoa.
I'm one with Aloysius, my son.
He's got like a snail trail behind him. This isn't good.
It goes all the way back to my son. We are one.
Oh, I don't like this. I don't like it. Okay.
If you want, you could speak to Aloysius instead of me. Hold on.
Auntie Beatrix.
Hi, Aloysius.
Will you come outside and play with me and the ball?
Okay. Can you maybe not absorb me?
Of course, Auntie.
Okay.
I'll meet you outside. Follow me through the sewer grate.
Oh, no, I'll just take the stairs.
You just try spinning on him. Try spinning on him.
It sounds real rude.
Just try doing it.
Okay. But I'm just gonna go outside, because, I mean, I don't know.
I'll follow you from a safe distance.
Okay. Here we go.
So I've just been throwing the ball back and forth for like 15 minutes. So far, so good.
Ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha.
Point for how you wish it.
Thank you, Papa.
Oh, you're welcome.
You're looking rather wet.
That was very funny.
So, Aloysius, now that we've bonded over catch...
Point for Beatrix!
Do you wanna tell me, do you have any memories of, like, how you got here? Yeah, I know you were saying you started in the freezer and it was Bob's fault, but I don't know,
Auntie, please, do not bring up the small, dark place. It makes Aloysius feel very small.
You should stop that, Beatrix. Aloysius is getting nervous.
You don't like the dark?
Oh, no. Papa closes the metal gate on my face, and I feel very teeny.
Well, I had no idea it felt like that.
Huh. Okay. All right. Okay. So, you don't like bees. I'm learning that about you.
Don't say bees!
Oh, that's funny. Anytime you're afraid, you shrivel a little.
Oh, yes. I must surround my core. It is the only thing keeping my liquid body alive.
A core, you say?
Yes. Don't tell her that.
Oh, it's okay, Papa. Auntie Beatrix would never hurt us.
Oh, you don't know Auntie Beatrix.
Well, actually he does, because...
Yes?
There's a part of me that's inside of him.
I do.
That's where she keeps the chocolate.
Listen, Aloysius, I don't know, I'm just spitballing here. How do you feel about...
That's what she does with Barty in the room?
Shut up. How do you feel about closets?
As long as there is a sufficient light source.
What if there's no light source? What if it's just like, you know, that space at the bottom of the closet is like all pushed in with like a... Like a towel, you're scaring us. Or like, what if there was a swarm of bees that came at you from a hive or something?
Eventually the sun will go down and then all the light will just be gone.
It's true. It gets very dark on this planet. So dark, the only
don't
thing
listen
you can
to them, son.
Is the
don't listen to them, strike out! Smush them! Smush them!
Smush them? But Papa, this is my family.
I'm sad, but also sort of proud of you.
This is gross to watch.
Yeah, this is real nasty.
This is so wet and slimy, it's like a bag of snakes.
Auntie Beatrix, if Aloysius were to absorb the sun, could Aloysius make bright forever?
Something tells me this is a bad idea, Beatrix.
Oh boy.
Send him to the sun, Beatrix. Send him rocketing into the sun.
But he's my nephew.
What?
And he's part of me as much as I'm part of... Well, I'm not that's not true. He absorbed my essence in my whole body.
Now all of a sudden we're getting a conscience about murder. Now we're going to have a conscience about doing it. Now we discovered ethics when this giant slime monster is going to take over probably this entire planet and encapsulate it in a big blob of goo.
I wasn't even thinking about doing that, but that sounds pretty fun.
It's like a giant ball, son.
Yeah. Giant ball.
The sun.
Yes, and we can throw the ball to each other forever.
Between planets?
Yes. Auntie Beatrix, do you remember that song? That song that Mama used to sing to us when we were a baby?
Yeah, I do. I do remember, Aloysius.
I have a distinct memory of us in the crib. Would you sing it with me?
You know I will, buddy.
Whenever you're ready,
I'll be here to tuck you in and make you liquid. Wait.
Wait, sorry.
Wait, that's...
I added my own part.
That's you!
I got excited.
Wow. Well, she's saying a lot about love and support and... Oh, man. Guys, I don't think I can kill Aloysius.
Yay!
What?
Kill?
No, she said no.
Yes, I don't want to kill you. I mean, this whole time I have been plotting ways in which to end your very existence, but... I don't know. He's kind of part of the family now, Albedo.
I think you should have stopped before explaining your thought
process. What's that rumble? What's that rumble?
Kill Aloysius.
Oh, no. I said I don't want to kill you. I said I don't. To kill
He's
you.
Being premature.
Oh no, he's so big he's blocking out the sky.
I'm being sucked in.
Oh, Beatrix, try spinning on him. It's the only thing we haven't tried.
Well, that was rude.
See.
Civilized, starring Christy Bolton, Sean Howard, and Phil Johnston, with special guest Jonathan Sconza. Live sound by Eli Hamada-McElveen, and technical assistance from Mark Nascimento. Recorded before a live audience at the Staircase Studio Theater as part of the Hamilton Fringe Festival 2022. For more information, please visit civilizedpod.com.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Jesters of Ravenloft is a new podcast being recorded on Twitch. It's D&D 5e, and we'd love to tell you about it, but we can't. Because seriously, the cast know nothing about what is going to happen. Adam McNamara is mystified. Del Borovic is baffled. Guy Bradford is bewildered. Tyler Hewitt is even more clueless than usual. And me, Ryan LaPlante, the DM, I'm the only person who knows what's going on. We're live on Twitch May 31st at 8:30 p.m. EST. And every Friday, after our Wednesday night shows, we'll be dropping two episodes of Jesters of Ravenloft here. So get ready, subscribe, and soon you will be journeying into Ravenloft alongside our jesters. Oh yeah, don't tell them about the whole Ravenloft thing. They really know nothing.